from where? From Martha Coleman?
I guess we want to take the Chos of Benish Mosa.
Okay. Because of Benish Mosal, the Hu Hadin, the Matzab is Manazet. The Nir Demu Lo Yochu. The Hidi Rayim Midisa Begamar, the Bayav Yasu Kamadurabo. The Malay Minam Ka Niemar, the Inhu Acha Churban Hayu. So the story happened after Zmana Bayis. And you see, they were concerned about sleeping or not sleeping, whatever.
Excuse me, where are you reading from?
Reading from the Kasav Rabbeinu Shmuel Zal of Chav Zayin Amar Aleph in the Ran. In the Rif. Chav Zayin and Dapei Rif.
Okay,
fine. Okay, V'chini Yardas Harav Alphazal.
So what's his right?
Is that the Amoroyim, who were after Zman HaBayis, was no Pesach, they still had concern about Nim V'lo Nim, Nir V'lo Nir.
So what is he trying to prove?
It applies to Matzah B'Zman HaZeh, even though it's no Pesach.
He can't eat it up with Bezman Kamos, just like a Pesach.
But he wants to show, doesn't want to show that he paskins like Rav Yossi? Oh, that's the further.
Yeah. So it seems like even those two people at least, and only one was sleeping, it would have been a problem. So that's like, if it was near them, so that's like Rav Yossi, now
he's Tanakama. Right, because going to Tanakama wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
He thought he was sleeping. Meinam Kanayim Mar means that Mar was sleeping.
Right.
So that's going according to Rav Yossi.
Right.
Because according to Tanakama, what do I care if he was sleeping? If a body wasn't sleeping, it's good.
Right.
So you see, he holds like Rav Yossi.
Right.
It's good, right?
Yeah. Veins are right. Lips are Rav Yossi. Afshar Shabai Lo Hayim Ibali Asuda.
In other words, he made a quick say at home and he went to Zerbi.
So it seems like it's just funny on the Leil Seder, because I guess we just, nobody would do that. Rabbi's in like, I'll see you, Rabbi.
What, he was just,
I'm showing up at midnight.
He was just curious if he was sleeping or not?
No, he's saying that because he wanted to be by his Rabbi Seder, so he wasn't really part of the Suda. So therefore, it was just who?
Just Rav by himself?
By himself.
Okay.
So that's why he said, Menem Kanayim Mar, and he really held like the Tanagama.
Right. Right. I
guess. A little different, but anyways.
Yeah. There is a Levi Kasav, the Dina de Masnisa and the Pesach Dafkahu. The Uvda de Bai Rabalo Pesachava El Bay Midrasha. And is that referring to Isser sleeping in the base medrash?
That they were learning, and he just said to him, he said, Menem Kanayimar.
Is it because it's like Isser sleeping in the base medrash?
No, it's not Isser sleeping in the base medrash. Actually, a lot of sleeping in the base medrash. A lot of
sleeping in
the base medrash. You're allowed to because
that's what I learned.
Right.
So what's he talking about?
It was just a conversation. He saw his, so he says, Menem Kanayim Mar.
Right, and he quotes Rabbi Yossi on him.
So he's, right.
Okay. The Lo Yaviu Gemara, El Kedei Lo Mimanu, perished near the move in Islam.
He wanted to share the differentiation. Okay.
Okay. Maifi Koman, Rav Amar Shal Yaakov Mechabur Chaburo. The Afi Koman, Lashon Afiku Minoi. Let's take out the Yisrael. The Piyush Ben Shmuel, the Hod the Rav Shmuel, Baha Pligi. The Rav's Fear Lashon Mutter Lechel Achar Pesach Mash Yerzeb Osu Chaburo. Avo Osir Lechel Dovar Bechabura Cheres. Kedish Lo Yavo Lechel Pesach Vishnei Mekomos.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Sh'im tatya lo lechol klum lepamim yochal rovach ilasu achar pesach. V'nimtza sh'in a pesach nechal ala sova. U'shmul v'reb yochanan lo pligi el mar naket mai de orche, mar naket mai de orche.
The examples are the dessert.
So that's basically the way.
So what is the machlokas according to him?
According to the Rashbam?
Yeah, according to the Rashbam. And Svar.
He's learning the Rashbam different than we did, right?
I know. Yeah, he's learning the Rashbam differently. Mm-hmm. So Rav says, "Oh, Yaakov mechabur melechabur." Shelo yavol lachar pesach b'shnei mekamos. And Shmuel, shelo shvilu b'os chabur asu lachar klom achar pesach shemtat lo lachar klom from yavol lachar v'chalos achar pesach b'shnei pesach nachalos or.
It's aren't they basically arguing about Shmuel's position, really?
Yes.
Because, like, they're not worried about Rav's position. It could be Shmuel would agree with Rav. It's just, you never get to Rav's... I mean, the question is, do you hold by the Shmuel's position or not? If you don't, then you could hold by Rav.
Yeah, what's the machlokas?
About whether, it's purely about whether you have this clear of your choshesh that he's going to eat Rav Achilas Achar Pesach.
In other words, there's two halachas by Pesach. One halacha by Pesach is you shouldn't take it out to another chaburah. Mm-hmm. Another halacha by Pesach is that it should be nechal alasova.
Right.
So the question is, which halacha was the gzirah based on? So Rav's was based on the isser of what?
Shnei
Mekamos. So therefore he says you can't hear anything else but Shnei Mekamos. It's a second makom. And Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan maintain that really the halacha came to protect the din of Nechal Asova. So therefore, even Ba'osa Makam is it's Asa.
Right.
Question is, which halacha did it come to protect? Right? Okay, so now what did you say?
Yeah, I'm just saying in terms of like defining the machlokas, they're not like they're really arguing about do you have to make a gzera of Nechal HaSova to protect Nechal HaSova that you can't eat afterwards. Because if you hold that you do, you never get to the second question of
that's true. So factually,
yeah, I'm saying that's the machlokas revolved on that question is should you have this gzera of Nechal HaSova or not? That you can't eat because of Nechal HaSova.
Yeah, but the machlokas basically is which halacha did it come to protect?
Right, that's
the basic machlokas.
Right.
It's true that factually, if you're going to hold like Shmuel, you're not going to have a problem with it.
They should agree with Rav, but
that's not why he did it.
Right.
He did it because of what?
Nechal.
Because he wanted to protect the Zerah of Nechal also. Okay, so how would you learn the machlokas? Can we go a little further? Or? The din of Nechal HaSova but won't stand by itself. It needs a takana in order to make it stand. Because since you're going to be matir achil afterwards, so he'll fill himself up afterwards. So he holds that the halacha of Nechal HaSova, the way it is midaraisa, requires a takana in order to ensure its existence.
Why is that true? Why can't people just know you have to eat it last?
The what?
You have to eat it when you're
full. If you're not going to make an isser, so people don't really aren't really concerned about their food to be full.
Right.
So therefore, a lot of times you won't make sure to eat a lot before and will have rov achilas, it will be efsulos. Because all he's concerned about is the Shulchan Aruch, the stomach. And the average person, that's all they think about.
Right.
So therefore, the din of Nechal al-Asova requires another takana in order to have it exist. That's who Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. But Rav maintains it doesn't. But what Rav maintains is that a certain practice will remove the din of Shtei Mekamos. If you let him eat anything. Because the fact that he can eat something in another chabura, he's not going to be a big lump. Then he's going to think, oh, he can eat the Pesach too in another place.
But why doesn't he have the Zera of Shmuel? Why doesn't he have Shmuel's Zera?
Apparently, you mean, it can go further than this.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to do. Yeah. Steps that we made, I think are necessary.
Right.
But the question is, can we make another step?
Yeah. I was thinking of another idea, just it's a little speculative, but...
Go ahead.
Maybe like normally, if it was like it's just regular mitzvah, a regular night, maybe Rav would agree with Shmuel. There's people eat, they want to, they wouldn't eat also, they eat other stuff afterwards, and that's how people's stomachs work. But maybe Rav holds that, like, since like the Achilas of Pesach, it like exists in the context of a Seder HaLayla. And like in the Seder HaLayla, there's Shulchan Aruch, then Achilas of Pesach, or Chagiga, then Pesach. Like, there is a Seder that's Nechal Basot. So maybe Rav held you didn't have to be. Koshish of people are going to break the Seder Halayla. It's like okay. part of the night is a Seder. Pesach and Pesach.
Right. But Ravel, there is one Takola that exists.
Yes, Shnei Mekamos. Maybe Trump's saying Shmuel might agree with that point. He just Shmuel's Takana implicitly assers Shnei Mekamos anyway, so he doesn't have to... So everybody would agree that if you didn't have the Nechal Sovik Zera, you would make it like in Rav's case. That's not an argument. They're arguing about do you say that you have to make this Gzera of Nechal Sova, or do you say, no, since there's a Seder, we're not Choshesh, and people are going to break the Seder?
Violate it.
Right.
But where are you Choshesh?
In Shnei Mekamos, if you go to another Chabura. Because of a separate thing in Shnei Mekamos.
In other words, is this a Takana to correct a Takola?
Right.
So Rav holds there's a Takola here. Because since he's going to eat something else in another place, he's not going to be a big London about it, and he'll think he can eat the Pesach in another place. So there's an existing takola that has to be corrected. And he holds, if there's no takola, then there's no, then you don't have to be choshish that the guy's not going to do the halacha correctly. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And Shmuel maintains that either the takana was made, even though there's no takola, it was made because of the fact that you can't trust the guy in terms of Nechalos, in terms of the Seder HaLayla.
Why isn't that Takala?
What?
Why isn't that a Takala?
Well, he's saying that you can't trust him.
Right.
So what right do you have to say you can't trust him? You don't follow the Seder HaLayla. You know, see the list.
The Shnei Mekamos, you don't have to follow the halacha.
No. In Shnei Mekamos, you're going to let him eat of something else in the second level.
Right.
So he's not going to differentiate.
Right.
He's going to be doing a mice of Achilah B'Shnei Mekamos.
Right.
So that's a Takola. So in order to remove the Takola,
right.
So you have to make a Gzera. Right. That any food is awesome. But Rav doesn't maintain that you have to be a watchdog over the guy.
Right.
When it comes to the Seder HaLayla, and they'll lead it in the right Zman. Where Shmuel maintains, no, that we don't trust them with regard to the Seder HaLayla. Rav maintains, where do you come off to not trust the Seder HaLayla? Why should we be choshen? Only if there's a takola you have to do. And Shmuel maintains, no, even if there's no takola, but the halacha, we don't trust him with regard to Nechal HaSova, because all he's concerned about is his stomach.
Right, he's not going to follow the Seder.
He's not going to follow the Seder halacha. Right. Can we go further?
I understand how...
That's what Shmuel maintains. But Rav maintains he's not choshesh. Why should you be choshesh? The guy's not going to do it. And Shmuel maintains, no, that the guys, that the average person, his das is only the film flip-flop. So Yehoshesh, that the guy's das is not really to do the Seder Kalach. That's a far-fetched thing.
Right.
That's why Rav doesn't accept that.
You're right.
Yeah, oh, well, all right, we'll get to that soon.
No, I'm saying like that, the Rashbam, like, it's basof, it's like part of the like right. Order of the meal, there's a din of like, the end of the meal should be the Pesach.
I mean, that's why Rav doesn't have it.
Yes, Rav doesn't have it. Shmuel, even though there is a din like that, if you still work, people aren't going to keep it.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
The Lone Hira, the Im Isa, the Mishim Hachi, who heche amrina and besarach the gemara lo mibaya lach amasa the kibbutz nafish tamayu.
That definitely
came in afterwards.
Right.
The halab bechuchi taima
asimna laklal. Has nothing to do.
Right. That's why we don't know it's wrong that way.
It's funny. The Rashbam himself tries to answer this question. He says the Lom in the Guzlai Lava Vasa Shmuel Meimar the Lom Boy Yishilo Yakar Mechabur Lachabur Acheres Elafil Bachabur Oso Oso Lachol Klum Acha Pesach Shelo Yovad Mimenu Tama Pesach Ulefi Shedino Leochel Besofa La Sova. He tries to tie them both in there.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's dealing with the issue.
He's dealing with the issue.
Wow.
But I couldn't be Yovad Besof Daita how he deals with it.
And then also with this way of learning the Rashbam, you have the question of Chayim Kol HaKarbanos that he adds on. So again, he's bringing up his own question, like, but there's no halacha of other Karbanos. You can't eat after them because maybe you're going to eat Rov Achila after them. It's not going to be Nechal HaSova.
Right.
So just like the...
He's trying to tie them both together. What? I mean, but the cash is going to be hard. I mean, the tariffs are going to be hard. What's the Gemara saying?
Only by...
By what?
Right. Only by matzo.
I know about this, I wouldn't know. Why wouldn't I know this?
Right. It's that, for some reason, according to Rashbam, they didn't formulate it as an Isra Achila.
Okay.
Which you, before you would have thought they would just do from the Isra Achila, but like the way that they formulated the Isra was Isra to Ma'abi the Tam, which like comes out to be almost equivalent, but
right.
Like meaning it's dessert. Well, that's what dessert does. It takes away the Tam. So all it is, you can't have a dessert. You can't be Ma'abi the Tam, and indirectly means you can't eat anything. But right, because they could have formulated it more. You could have just said can't Isra Achila. But I can't really explain like why they would do that.
Right.
You know, but...
And that's the way they formulate it.
Right.
All right, okay, I don't know. Let's go further.
And also the Shire Kutchin thing, just so why buy other Karbanos? Doesn't this exist?
No, he's just showing you that it should be Nechal itself.
Other Karbanos?
Yeah.
So why don't they have Xer and other Karbanos, the same thing?
I mean, because Kahana made it, right?
No, even like a shlom, like Yisrael, when he eats
yeah.
It. Let's say Kohanim. The lot of Yichulim with it, right?
Yeah.
So why shouldn't there be an Isra not to eat anything after you ate the Kohanim?
That's the way it's kind of his reasoning.
Oh, his reasoning. Okay, no, what way when Yisrael eats it? When Yisrael eats a shlom?
I guess it's under the Kohanim there is in the Mikdash, so it's going to be an Isra.
Ashlam is Yerushalayim, all Yerushalayim.
You have to eat Ashlam and Malasova?
What?
You have to eat Ashlam and Malasova?
Malasova,
yeah. It's just called Korbanos.
So how do you do Chagiga first?
No, the Chagiga really came...
Yerushalayim deals with that.
He deals with that problem.
Yeah, there's a piece on that.
How do you get both? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there you go. I'm not going to say anything. Say
okay, so further on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The Fikach Nerli, the Ravishma of Rabbi Yochanan, Kulu Bechad at Taim Ashaikha. The Chashin and Shem Yav Alech as a Pesach beveis Mekomos.
That's the only thing he's worried about.
Right. Umishum Hachi Aser Rav Shlo Yakru Mechabur Lechabur. Kama Shapiash Rashi though.
Because why? Because it's Takala.
Right. Makes sense. Vishmuel Chayish Tvet Shafilu Baosu Chabur Aser Lech Alech Al Pesach Mini Basa. The Shem Ola Yiskor Shach Al Pesach. The time of the Bisra Basra. Mefakeach le letaimo debisra kamo v'yashiv od lechol pesach v'shema yachlanu b'makom acher.
What's the problem?
So the tam of basar, the second basar will take away the tam of the first basar, which
so I'll forget. I'll forget.
But he's going to eat the pesach,
right?
And then he's going to eat it again, and in a separate place, because he forgot he ever ate it to begin with.
Right.
Well, I guess he means like the guy really will forget. Not like he'll forget for a second, but like he's actually not going to remember that he ate the Pesach. How do you forget if he ate the Pesach?
Do you eat something else? Don't ask me what
you forget. You're drinking wine at this point. Yeah. You guys should be out of wine.
So you should say because you're drinking, not because you're eating other Pesach.
It's understood to get a couple cups of wine. That's why I was so choshish on the Seder night.
Well, tomorrow McCoy is where it goes.
The daf, me basu de chayish. Abel mecha, but tomorrow McCoy is where it goes. And the shmuel sharish, inyeh ma'vir, and tam basu sar pesach. Reb Yochanan chayish afilu bahani.
And even though they're not ma'vir and tam pesach.
Right. He's choshish anyway for... I guess maybe if you eat these, you're going to come to eat basar. So you have to make you forget the Pesach is coming. It's got it, right? What else could it be? Why should these be? Maybe kosher than these, if they're not ma'avir. Okay, the Tanakh Vasar Yochanan, if he's there, might the Tanakh Vasar Yochanan, Dafka. So that's good. That works out.
So what is a Yochanan Chayesh?
Anything, any food whatsoever, not just meat. Any food whatsoever.
Because once you're eating, you just can eat anything.
In other words, Rabbi Yochanan made her Nisar Achila. But Shmuel didn't make it a Nisar Achila. He incorporated the Tam in the Takana.
Right.
So therefore, it's only Basar that's awesome. Because the Tama Dover is incorporated in the Takana. But according to...
Tom, right, what do you mean by Tom? You mean the Tama Pesach?
No. The reason.
Okay.
In other words, the reasoning was incorporated in the Takana.
Okay.
And therefore it's only if he eats Gozlaya. That's Mavra the Tom. Then we're afraid he's going to eat another chabura, but so forget about the pasach.
It doesn't mean because it's strong. It means because it's mine basar.
Right, mine basar will wipe out the tongue.
Right, but if you had something else strong that
it doesn't seem...
Onions or...
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Nothing better than basar.
Yeah, that's right. Basar's the yikar. Everybody has a good steak. So therefore, so how does it work? What's the three-way in Machlokas?
So you're learning Rabbi Yochanan is why he's just formulating it as an Nisar Achila is not incorporating the Tam into the...
That the... No, who was it? Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan is not incorporated in the Tanakh.
And therefore, what is the straightest rachila?
Straightest rachila.
Even though really there's no real chashash if he's just eating?
Right, we don't care what he eats.
Just low pluck, we're just asking.
Low pluck. Go over the three ways again. Rav holds what?
He's not chashash at all for this eating after Pesach. Just you can't eat another place.
He holds a want, but you just can't eat in another place. Anything.
There's not chashash you're going to forget that you ate the Pesach.
Right. But he's not chashash you're going to forget that you ate the Pesach.
Yeah.
But he's chashash you'll eat a Pesach somewhere else if you eat somewhere else.
But he's chashash that if you forget.
If you eat in another place, you're
going to
come to eat the Pesach in another place.
Yeah, in other words, if you forget to eat the Pesach, you might start over again and eat the Pesach in another place.
You're right, but then how's this there going to work anyway? Because he's going to eat in another place, he's not going to eat the Pesach.
Well, how's the there going to work?
Yeah.
So he can't eat Pesach.
No, Rav?
Are you sure?
You want okay. Rav?
No, I just...
Okay, do Rav. Yes, I have Rav, huh?
So Rav just learns, you're not close to the guy's going to forget to eat the Pesach.
No.
Right? It has to be, else the whole, it doesn't make sense, his gazer doesn't
right.
make sense. So the guy knows he eats the Pesach, but if he eats the foods in other places, he's going to come to think he can eat the Pesach in other places.
That's right. Same like before.
Right.
That there's a takola with eating other foods. Of course, he's not going to be mafchen, not going to be machalik.
Right.
Shmuel maintains a want that if the gzeira is he's going to forget to eat the Pesach. Then he's going to want to eat the Pesach and we'll see a Pesach in Makom Acher, I'll leave it there.
Right.
It's a more far-fetched gzeira, right? What is it? What's his lesson over there?
He's going to forget to eat the Pesach. Oh, yeah. But he's got to bring his own Pesach over there.
Right? Well, you skosh shochel Pesach. What
else?
He can't eat someone else's Pesach.
Well, no, it's the same set. You mean it's for Yehuda?
Still money.
Yeah,
money.
According to Shmuel, he's ossering that which there's reason to osser. In other words, busser. Because bus will be maver the tam.
Oh, you mean because you want to keep the tam, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that.
And once you maver the tam, so he'll forget that he ate.
Right.
And then he'll go and he'll eat in another chabur.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it was a xeris achila across the board.
Mm-hmm.
It was an isra achila.
Right.
Like all gzeres. Shmuel holds it's a gzera like a gzera shel el Pesach, where the tamat davar is incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Usually that coin to Shmuel a reminder.
That's what it boils down to. Boils down to is the tamat takana incorporated in the takana, or is it simply an israchil across the board? And the chashash is want that he's going to forget. Then he ate the Pesach. And Rav doesn't have such a chashash. He's not going to be absent-minded. He's not going to forget that he ate.
Why not?
Because he looks at it as a chilul shel mitzvah. So it's a chilul shel mitzvah, he's not going to forget. Whereas according to Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, he gets involved in the hanas achila. The Suda gets involved and forgets about that. Now I guess the question is the guy conscious of a chilul shel mitzvah? or he gets dragged in with the Suda, and he's not conscious of it. He gets dragged in with the Shulchan Aruch and he's not conscious anymore. Okay, I don't think anyone want that. Okay.
Is it also me for Rav that the din of like Shema Komos, like we said, was to give it like a Kriyas and a Chashivos?
Okay.
So maybe like he's not going to forget the Pesach because of like the very Gzeir of Shema Komos here. The very din of Shema Komos makes an Achil Chashuva. So it's something he doesn't forget.
He can say as far as. It's generated by the fact that he's going to forget to eat the Pesach.
Right.
And then he's going to want to eat the Pesach. And he'll,
Well, maybe it's like a very hard issue to keep because, like, it's not like eating in the other makom. It's not like intrinsically. It's not like chazer, you know? It's not like something that's always usher. Like, your maisachila creates an issue over there. And 5 minutes ago, it wasn't usher to eat with them. And now, like, you do something. Nothing's really changed, but it creates an issue over there. It's not something that a person's used to. You know, it's not something that there's really an obvious thing that changed because you ate your Pesach. So people just don't, they're not, you know what I mean? It doesn't like psychology, it's not Tophis in people's minds, that is.
I guess it's hard when it comes to the psychology thing, you know? It's hard to, you know, once you're throwing it into psychology, it becomes very difficult.
No, I think you like Chazal by Chametz, they say Labadol and Mishrim Chametz.
Yeah, right, I know.
But this is like even worse, it's not even like, Chametz at least is like a chatz masuyim, you know, it's based on any chametz. It's true all year round you could, but at least it's chametz. But over here, like, not eating at the other guy's table.
Yeah.
You could do it 5 minutes ago, you can do it. You know what I mean? And it's, what changed? It's still the other, nothing changed because you had Pesach. What changed about his table?
I guess maybe he'll be in a rush. He'll forget he ate the Pesach and he'll be in a rush to eat it. So he'll forget himself.
And he'll eat at the other guy's table.
Yeah. Because he wants to make sure he ate the Pesach. If he got to eat it, he's going to say, I better eat the Kavan Pesach, so he's going to lose his equanimity. That's what it sounds like. Because he'll be in a rush to eat it, he'll forget about the Shnei Mekomos, he'll say, I forgot, I didn't eat the Kavan Pesach.
He's like Bahel. He's like...
He'll be Bahel, yeah.
Okay. I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yudha Mishmul, Imachim Hacha Matzah Fikama. The sphere lay, the kiyun de matzah zecha le Pesach, Asya. Kishim sh imachir achar Pesach, kach imachir an achar matzah. Mishimbasa lechai shlachi, v'kaimel an kishna kama.
Yes, what's the machlok, is it here?
I couldn't see what he's talking about. What chashash is he talking about? Is he old, is there a matzah shema kamos? Like, what's he choshesh for?
I would say it's like we explained in the rush also, same shot.
No,
That since it's Zecher LePesach, so you have to treat it like a Pesach.
Okay.
If you don't treat it like a Pesach, it's just a piece of matzah. It's not going to be Zechel Pesach.
Okay.
So that's why he holds in Maftirin, just like by Pesach.
So is there an Shema Kamos by matzah?
He doesn't say.
I know. But what's the Lashon of Lo Chayish if you don't say there's like an Isser Shema Kamos?
No, Lo Chayish means he's not Choshesh. That if you don't treat it like the Pesach, that it won't be a Zecher Pesach. Yeah. He's not concerned about that. He'll realize the Zecher Pesach, even though it doesn't have the attending halacha of in Maftir, like Pesach.
Uh-huh. But then when you vada have to say there's an Isser Shema Kamos according to him? At least Zecher Pesach? I mean... What sense is there in having Zera Shema Kamos if you don't have Isser Shema Kamos itself? Isn't it just because it's a halacha by Pesach? So even if it doesn't exist, and even if it's not...
doesn't make sense. It's just a Zecher.
Yeah,
just a Zecher, yeah.
But what's Shema Kamos itself? Why make a Zecher Shema Kamos? Don't eat into a Kamos, Zecher Pesach.
You don't have to do that.
you don't need that.
Yeah.
You must have the Zephyr left here.
Right. Mata over there.
It's just the Zephyr.
Yeah, that's right. The enough tyrants makes with the Zephyr. Shane McCollis is a Zephyr because that's a. In other words, it's a very hard. That's a didn't know what different Allah is not going to know it. This he knows because Ein Maftir.
Right, but you're saying it's a zecher to the halacha of Ein Maftir and that existed by Pesach, even though it's exer shem kamos, then you could eat bismatzah shem kamos.
Yes.
Could you say again why shem kamos would not be a good
zecher?
Can you
say it? Shnei Mekamos, because it's an Issa. It's an Issa. You're putting an Issa on the guy. But putting the Issa on the guy is not going to do the trick. Because he's not going to think about that. But Ein Maftirin is built into the Suda. It's a practical thing. So we'll always know that.
Aren't both of them practical? I mean, both of them are
No, because you're not allowed to move to another place. You know, how many times you got to think about moving to another place? But everybody eats the Suda. So you're telling him in Maftirin, you're changing the nature of the Suda. There's no dessert here. So then he'll definitely remember Zechul Pesach.
There's just better Zeher because he's going to encounter it more.
That's right, exactly. It's probably you're changing the nature of his courses. That's much better than placing an Issa. You'll forget the Issa.
Right. According to Rav, though, you have to say there's an Issa Shtim Kamos also, no?
Why do you have to say?
Because it really makes sense to say you can't go to another place and eat other food, but you could eat matzah. It's so crazy. It's so backwards to say that.
According to
Rav.
Rav doesn't necessarily hold up his halacha.
He does. They ask a question on him, no?
No.
The Gemara asks a question. Pesach and matzah. No?
That's on Shmuel. Tosos was the only one that Rav helped
with anything.
Shmuel's
halacha,
Ein Maftirin,
Achamatzah.
Right.
Shmuel's where I asked on Shmuel. Yeah, Rav might not have this halacha at all.
He's not Chai Shmuel.
And he's like the other one, should I know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next one. Manda Tzachilai.
Okay. Manda Tzachilai, and somebody who's thirsty, Lesley Rishusa Lemishti Alamaya, Avachamelo. So this is the riff, I guess?
That's the riff. Manda Tzachilai, Lesley Rishusa Lemishti Alamaya. That's the riff. Avachamelo.
Right. Can't you your Shami or something? So you see that only because it's it was like a rishus to say halagadol
and matir because
chamishi.
So it's mashma and he's a matir.
Right.
So otherwise it would be usher. So after Kos Hamishi, you're not allowed to drink any wine.
Right. And even Kos Hamishi, you can only drink it if you do say halal.
Say halal.
Right. Okay. V'lo mishum matzah, shekvar shasi achareha shtekosos. So kid, because of matzah, because what's interesting, 2, 3, 4. V'yod Amruki going tomorrow. McClay's there goes him. Umini Michla, Alamine Mishtaya Lo. But the whole Isser Maftir is only Isser Bachila, not Isser Shtia.
So, what is this? Is this a question?
Please, he's just showing you, right? That don't. It's not because of the Maftir. It must be a separate halacha of why you can't drink wine.
Okay, good. Altamadavar.
Altamadavar, Kadishlo Yem Mosef or Abakosos. Venir, Kamisha Maschil, Beseder Acher. Looks like you're doing a Seder a second time. The road to Lechel Pesach Matzamar, and he's going to do the whole thing one more time. Baltos. it's not Baltos. And you can't have
be a mono and two psachim, can only be money on the one set. Okay.
Right, so how is he learning? What's his far?
Is it because of most of all kosos? It's not. It's because now it looks like you're in mono and two sets. I mean, it just looks like you're starting again, and that just causes a lot of problems.
It looks like you're starting again. Looks like he's starting again.
I understand what the fact
is. Is he drinking just a cup of wine after the end of the Seder? Another cup of wine.
Yeah, so it looks like he's starting again.
And that's don't Isser.
That's an Isser.
That's Isser.
Isser of wine in particular.
Uh-huh. Still think he's starting again.
He's talking Bisman Azer, right?
I think so. Well...
Yeah, I don't know. Rosh Hashanah Pesach Matzah.
Yeah, right. Someone's bound by us. Yoj im kain loya Pesach Rishon nechalas over. If you're really starting a whole other meal, you're having a second Pesach. And the first one wasn't al sova. Lachin la matzah. I guess some of his matzahs more as that.
Lefikach.
Asur lishtos ahadah kosos elashatir lo kos chamishi veherichu olav es haderech likros olav halagado. Veherichu olav es haderech means that what?
Means that they extended the
Seder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kach
kos Ramban zal v'kayim divrei Rav Alpha zal. Try to make sense of it. The Haraz Alev is al cholik alav v'omer d'davka ben shishar vi hu sha'amar lo yishtya. The perusha alav b'yisham k'dish lo yishtaker k'lomar v'yafsid kriyas halal. I will achar kos dalash shifar k'amar sahal lo yishtaker lo hifsid lo nishkar lo nishkar. It's not a mitzvah to get drunk, but it's a mitzvah.
It was nishkar.
Yeah, it's nishkar. Well, yeah, right. Nishkar, yeah. That's what he's doing.
So it's on my level mode. That's what's around Ramban's Pshash? Fine Pshash, right? That's what I'm thinking of. What is Ramban's Pshash?
You're starting a home Seder. Just a cup of wine.
That was not enough, huh?
Well, I don't know if anybody's ever done that. It's ever. Okay.
Second night it's harsh.
You just pour yourself a glass of wine, you know? Mm-hmm. You starting again? Okay, I'm pouring. I guess you're six cup, I guess. Pour a six cup of wine.
And you're just drinking a kosher mitzvah, right? That's what he's saying. That's why he says most of all kosher. It looks like he's drinking a kosher mitzvah. Why? He means like water.
You mean anything besides wine?
Anything besides wine, yeah.
Because sometimes you can drink water and nothing else, so.
Right.
Maya could mean everything else?
It sounds like that, because he says it looks like he's most full of kosher, something like he's maschal b'seder achar, so it'll only be by wine. The roots of lechol pesach matzah mor.
You see, Shatig Ibrahim, he brings that different explanation of the rest.
Let me see.
In no space.
I can't read any better.
Ator Kosov, the Aviv HaRash Tamar Rabbeinu, Mehichan Gamar, the Aser Let Lishtos Achar Kosos, the Halokan Begamar Alei Machtirim Achar Pesach, the Hanshol Lechol, Aval Lemishti Shari, Umihu Haminag Poshet Shol Lishtos, the Chen Kosva Goanim, the Rabbeinu Yosef Tov
Tuvelim,
Kosov Rabbeinu Yona, Hatam Kedish Lo Yishtakir, Vyimnim Lesape Betis Mitzrayim.
Oh, that sounds good. That it's makes like, sense at least.
What?
That makes sense.
Right. It's kind of like... It's not like, it's not like the Balamor, though. Balamor's only worried about Hallow.
You mean he's worried about Hallow?
Oh, the Balamor's only worried about Hallow.
Between 2 and 3.
Between 3 and 4.
When?
The Balamor is learning... Back in Shishu Revi. Hushar Mashal Yishu. Between the 3rd and 4th.
Right.
between third and fourth, or
but yeah, between third and fourth.
Right, but the riff is worried after the fourth, so it's in just the midst of the seaport.
Yeah, the Ramban is very hard. Very hard.
Sleep against your will.
Until you fall asleep.
Right. You can't just go to sleep.
I think he's just saying that it will be, if he's mishtaker, he won't be able to be, he won't be able to be misnapper.
Are you allowed to go to sleep? It's not also just to go to sleep?
Maybe it's not. If you're tired, you go to sleep. I mean, that's the nature of medicine.
But if you're not tired to drink, then it's also.
Right. Because then you've just been involved with the medicine.
So you're saying if you're tired,
you fall asleep, it's not.
Right.
But you're saying...
I'm saying it implies that, like, it's really also you go to sleep, it has to be tucked with shame on that night. Because there's a mitzvah.
That's one sheet, though.
That's it, right. I'm saying it doesn't seem from this
point. If he's tired and he goes to sleep, wouldn't I wouldn't say that's also... It's also... I mean, the highest level is that he talks until he goes to sleep. But if, if he's tired and he goes to sleep, okay, I mean, it's also the same kind of thing. Okay. But the Ramban is difficult. Ramban is very strange. I have to think about this. Okay. You want to go to the next one? Finish off the next one already? Or?
Okay. V'hecha d'lesle kula sudaso matzah d'mintero.
That's the riff, right?
Rashi, the riff inside?
Yeah.
That's the middle of the daf. Alkazai's bilcho dementar who dislay. Acha bereshe mehaich to lo mentar umevarach ale hamotzi ubasuf mevarach alkazai's dementar lecho matza v'acha mevarach amarer v'acha v'hadakarch matza amarer v'acha below bracha. The Tanya hasifkanim v'hadushanim v'hayiskriten adam emalikresim emavach yochal matza. Says matzah b'achrona.
Okay.
So the riff holds, you make the bracha, you eat the matzah of the shmur matzah last at the end. Well, not the end of the meal. But you're eating the meal, you're eating by motzi matzah, you're eating by with the mara. But you make the bracha in the second kezayis.
And what does he do? He says mevorach al kezayis.
Right, makes sense.
The stuff in Varach HaKizai is the minter lechol matzah. V'ochol, Varach HaMara. V'ochol. V'hadar korach matzah amara v'ochol below bracha. So the question is, where do you get that extra kizai from?
You mean the kizai for the korach?
Yeah.
So,
that's his problem. Take a look.
Okay. Yish t'mein al rabba fasizal al shishchad amr hechad les leim matzah dementer al kizayis bebad rachach masayim b'shnei zeisim damar basur b'barach al kizayis dementer al echol matzah v'hadar amr karach matzah mar v'achar b'lo bracha al yikash shnei zeisim. Yeah, right, where'd it go? V'efshra d'kish amr ravzal karach matzah mar me'ahi v'lo minter kamar d'kiva d'krecha in ela d'mishim zeichal mekdash ba'ama mistaye d'avid lo afil matzah d'lo mitra. That's a simple. I guess that's a simple shot.
And what?
Zecher, so you can use matzah de lomintar as a zecher.
Because it's just a maisa karach.
Right.
It's not a kiyum karach.
It's just a what you mean by that?
It's just a maisa of krecha. Because really, you could say it's not really a krecha because it's not matzah shal mitzvah.
Right.
So you're doing the krecha with the wrong thing.
Right. So how's that anything?
Right. So what he wants to say is, it's just a zecher balma. So all you need is the ma'aser krecha.
Isn't the ma'aser of mar and matzah mar together? You couldn't use mar and I don't know chicken. If these matzah, is this matzah?
Yeah, but it's in other words, it's lo minta.
Right. So it's a shei matzah.
But yeah, definitely a shei matzah. Mm-hmm. Definitely a shematzah. In other words, it's the same mice as Karach. but not with the halachic chefzos. But it's a meisel balma. I mean, it's not such a simple teretz, but that's what he's saying. So the korach is just a meisel balma. So when we do korach, you really don't need matzah shem mitzvah. It's just a meisel zecher balma. And that's what he seems to be saying.
Right.
Torazo levi zel kasav, a word or two.
Inami?
Oh, Inami,
yeah, got it. Inami, the Kazai's Bukhud, Lav Kazai's Bukhud, Dafka Kama, Elke Shir Chavose Kama. That's really.
Really hot.
Yeah. But you see, he really didn't like that first answer there.
He didn't like the first answer.
No. And what about Daffy Coleman? What's he going to do for Daffy Coleman? He's going to use. Why isn't the riff worried about Daffy Coleman?
Right. Well, work was this korach at the end.
Oh, is this al basof means at the end of the whole meal?
Yeah.
So what's his afikom? The korach is his afikom?
The afikom one is...
Is the matzah, the middle one? Then are you allowed to do korach and eat mara after afikom?
You're not going
to
do that.
Made to mitzvah, so it's like the alkosos or something?
That's a good question. What about him after?
Maybe since it's Zecher Mikdash, it doesn't violate
And what's the advantage? Why doesn't he do it first?
Yeah, that's true. We want to do it first. It's not meant to... Right, you're eating all this massive little mentor anyway.
Right.
You're right. And you're violating him after hearing it.
He's saying you make the Seder at the end. That's what he's saying, right? So why should you make Seder at the end and do it in the beginning? If you're going to tell me you do it at the end because of the Afikam on...
Right.
That's one thing, but here there's no way left here.
Right. Or just do the korach before the matzah shalchova. Why don't you just, even at the very end of the meal, why are you doing matzah shalchova right before the korach? Just do the korach first.
And mara first?
Do mara, then the korach, then
you
the matzah.
You can't say there's matzah, then mara, and then the korach. I mean, you can't change the seder. The riff holds, like we said, that he has an afikoman. What's the afikoman is what? Is the matzah shel mitzvah. And it's besof. But he can't keep a maftirin. But he still can keep the matzah that's makom korban.
But he's not doing a maftirin, you're saying?
Yeah, he's not doing a maftirin. No, he has to drop the maftirin. And but he still has a kiyum of afikoma. Even though that's a separate issue, he can't do anything about it.
Uh-huh. So why do it at all then? So why not just do it?
Kiyum afikoma.
I understand. She has a kiyum afikoma without the din of him after.
That's right. Remember the rush we separated them?
Yeah, right. Right. And the cheft itself is a zecher kasha.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And what does the Razalevi's now say?
The Razalevi's now cost of the Hecha de Lesle, the Kazais Matzah, the Mintero, Inakor Klau, El Ocho Zeba Atmo, the Zeba Atmo. Shakricha is man is a Inel Zecha, the Zecha Balmo, the Hecha de Asher, Shaykh Lush, the Lusher. So he's willing to drop the Din of Torah.
Right, because the old korach can only be with the halachic cheftz of matzah.
Right.
So he doesn't have it. What's he going to do?
Right.
So he just has matzah, and then he has mar. But he also agrees that you'll have a kiyum of afikoma. But you even though you're not going to have a kiyum of him, you're not going to have aloch of him aftir.
Why not according to him? Why not?
Eating mar.
Because you can still eat mar. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to do that? Why does Mar have to go after Matzah?
Because it's Rabbana.
It's Rabbana. I know, but you already ate the whole meal before you ate. You did the Matzah.
Okay.
What's the difference if you do a mitzvah Rabbana before you eat the Matzah?
I can't.
Does it mean when you be Messiah them together, you have to put the rest of first?
Absolutely. You have no choice now. Okay.
Whether you can use matzah de lamentura for a car?
That's machlokas, yeah. Well, we should think about that a little bit. Because l'chor the Raza Levi's right.
Yeah, right. It's not a car. It's not a car. Not shmur matzah, it's not matzah shmur.
Right. That's correct. Not the right entity. He's doing like a mice of balm. I mean, strange.
Yeah.
And the other child is a stranger.
Which one?
That he had two possessions.
What do you do if you only have one? It's funny, he has any deal with just what is going to happen?
Why do you take that case? What's going to happen if he has one?
Why do you take up that case? What do you do then?
Yeah, right. You should have taken
that case. He's taking an easy case.
That's very, very strange. All right. What do you want to do next, sir? Want to go further than you are?
Pick up is a Pesach. We want to do a Mishnah, maybe?
Let's do the Mishnah.
According to Rashbam?
But we'll go back. We'll start over there.
Okay.
Time he was a Mashgiach. So he was really an unbelievable person. Like he would go around in the afternoon to all the chavrusas. And he was a tremendous bucky. And he really, he had a good memory, but he worked on it. He didn't have a photograph memory, he had a good memory, but he was such a masmid that he had everything in his back pocket. I mean, he had tremendous bucky. And he would go over to the guys when they were learning Chavrusa, and he'd like throw in a kasha. You know, so he'd go around the base medrash, hop around the base medrash. So it was a very good thing because it kept the base medrash alive. Mm-hmm. And he'd ask the guys of Kasha, which he knew from some Achronim, he knew all the Achronim, and he'd try to see how they think, you know, try to help them think properly. And then he also took over the Mishmer Shilas. That was a nice thing on Thursday night. That he'd ask two shilas. He'd ask one shila, and the guys would go into a group and talk it over, and then they'd go privately. Each guy would present his svara, and then in the end, like about 45 minutes later, he'd give you the svara, and why the other svaras are not svaras, or if a guy got it, you know. And he did two shilas like that at night. Rav David Leibowitz really started that. That was like a thinking thing. So he would give you all the facts, and he'd challenge you to think it, to think into it. Okay? It was very, he did it very well. I mean, it was a very attractive thing in his year. It was really even though I didn't give a shear, he was really like a Rebbe there. And big Baal Chesed, tremendous Baal Chesed. Tremendous Baal Chesed and very involved in learning and trying to get the depth of the Svaras. I mean, as big a Bucky as he was, he didn't really value Bekias per se. He really valued Svara. He says, Svara makes the taste for lively. So without that was a dovetot. says, without that, he says, there's nothing. So he'd give you all the facts, you know, and he'd want you to work on the svara. But he was focused on svara. That really valued more than anything else. And he was an unbelievable person. Tremendous masmir and self-control and you could set your watch by him. He was total masur.
He was Albert's father-in-law?
Yes.
And my wife was reading a biography for someone.
Yeah, he was Albert's father-in-law. Very unusual person.
Of course, the first thing they said was the thing about the tzitzit.
Oh, the tzitzit.
That's the first thing they said.
I was picking someone.
No, I mean, they had the biography. Biography.
Oh, well, I guess it's part of his biography.
That's what people know.
I'm ashamed to see this guy.
Yeah.
It's funny, then at that time, they didn't know smoking was unhealthy, so everybody used to smoke. So if a guy ran out of cigarettes, he always had a pack. So the guy shouldn't have to go out to the candy store to go buy a pack and bottle tar. So he always kept the pack.
He used to smoke?
He did smoke.
He
did
smoke.
Like the candy man.
He didn't smoke, but he also smoked his bottle tar.
But he just didn't want them to be bothered that much.
He didn't want that much, yeah. As a matter of fact, he's the one that I was smoking a pipe. So he says, no, I don't smoke a pipe. He says, it's too much bill tar for you. Fill the pipe. Takes it.
It's good that he lived in Europe. It said in his biography that he weren't in Europe and he lived in abject poverty.
He learned, I mean, he went back to Europe. He was really, he learned originally in NYU, in Yitzchak Hunt. Do they have that?
They had that, but the dates weren't 100%.
And then after NYU, the style was in those days to go back to Europe to learn by the dome in Europe. So he went to the Mir, I think. To the Mir Yeshiva in Europe.
Is that in Poland?
What?
Is that in Poland?
Where was the mirror? I don't know. Could be.
It's the timeline is confusing.
But a lot of people used to do that in those days, just like today.
What did they do? When did World War II come about? Like he was.
He was born,
I guess, around 1911.
Right.
So by the time he'd finished YU, it would be somewhere in the 30s. So he was in Europe during the time of World War II.
How long was he in Europe for?
1940.
Yeah, 38 at least.
I mean, he must have been about 18, 19, right before the war. That's true. How old was he?
It said 101.
Wow.
He was the posik for Matistoff, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, he was the Davarabba.